B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from PC Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Shout out to the Deuce, they call themselves here in South End, the fire department. We had to call 911 this morning again because of the strong odor of gas.
Yeah, although this time I don't think they were excited about coming.
Well, I don't think the fire department's ever excited about coming to a place.
He seemed a little annoyed when, you know.
We specifically called 911 and said, hey, there's a smell of gas in the lobby downstairs behind the restaurant called Rayleigh. 12 firefighters come up to the third floor looking for the smell of gas.
And then they're trying to figure out who called. And we're like, you're on floor. Go down a couple.
Well, I called.
Yeah.
Oh, you called?
We both?
Yeah. I said, yeah. I smell it out here in front of the studio, don't you? No. Go downstairs. That's where the smell of gas is.
That's always good, too, by the way. We're like, I smell it. Don't you know?
Grish and Nicole didn't smell it. Intern Jack smelled it, right?
Captain Jim smelled it.
You smelled gas when we came up. Yeah, he's giving thumbs up. Look at him.
I don't smell anything.
It was so heavy, I didn't know if I was going to make it out of the elevator.
Roy Brown.
There was a very strong smell of gas. And I don't play with gas. Maybe you do.
Hey, listen, after the Ballantine thing.
You think I'm remotely joking? I had a cousin in New York, same deal.
Really?
He was at the gym on the treadmill, and they broke in locally up there and on the Spectrum News, and it's his neighborhood, the house next to his blew up, and he smelt the gas. They called the gas company 50 times about it, too.
Really?
Yes.
And they never got fixed?
Yeah.
No, I love my job, not enough for me to get shot up in the air.
No way.
A gas explosion.
Let me see if they're still here.
Yeah, dude, they're still here.
So they're still there?
And they're not, like, outside.
Well, they're probably trying to figure out how to break into Rayleigh to fix the gas issue.
They're probably making sushi.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something really weird happened. So we may do a show. We may not.
We're doing a show.
Not if they tell us that we have to leave. Why do you play?
Because there's no gas.
There is. You must be stopped up.
Yeah, you are stopped up.
You
would take your coronavirus mask off. That's what it is. Anyway, we got a ton to do today. We got Hornets tickets for you in just about 45 minutes from now. We're hosting Pride Night tomorrow night. That's a lot of fun. Super excited for that. You can get your Pride Night shirts at the Hornets shop. But we're taking on the Nuggets. Played a great game last night. Almost had a chance to win in the last minute and last second, actually, and lost, unfortunately.
Oh, that's fun when it goes to the last second.
Yep.
Okay.
No Loren today. She's in Barcelona, although she sent a text message. What's going on with her, you think?
She just said she missed us.
I know. Should we call her?
We can.
Let's call her. See if she answers. Because why do you think she misses us?
Because we're a fun group of people to hang out with.
Yeah, but she's on vacation in Barcelona.
Hang on. Let me just do the time difference. It's noon. She's probably at lunch there.
All right. Hold on. Let me call her. 561.
Right? She has a weird area code.
Let's see if she answers. I'm calling Loren in Barcelona.
Your call has been forwarded.
Good for her. She should have her phone off.
Good for her. Or maybe we're not allowed to call international.
I don't know. It sounded like it was her voicemail. And she said, hey, I miss you guys. And we were like, don't worry about it. We had an hour meeting with our boss the other day. You're not missing anything.
No.
So.
No. What's your day in 30 seconds real quick?
I had a moment yesterday where my mom came over. Amanda had to go on like an emergency road trip for 48 hours. So she's gone. So back to dad duty and the nanny chips in and the kids sleep at her house overnight. So it's a whole different mode when Amanda's gone. So my mom came over yesterday to help me out because Dean also had piano lessons. Don't ask. There was a ton going on. I have Ruby in the high chair yesterday, Roy, doing dinner. I'm making Dean's chicken nuggets and cutting up some carrots for him. And dinner's ready. My mom and Dean are upstairs in the playroom playing Legos.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this weird moment where I flash back to when I was 7 years old, 11 years old, living at home in New Jersey. And my mom would go to the bottom of the steps and yell, dinner's ready.
Yeah.
I go, Mom, Dean, dinner's ready.
Wow.
They don't come.
Oh.
Just like my mother. Like you. Just like my mother in 1991, I go,
dinner's ready.
Pretty soon you're going to have to be screaming, it's getting cold.
Dean, it's getting cold. Mom, get down here. It was the weirdest reversal in life that I'm yelling at my mom and Dean to come down and get dinner. Yeah. I was like, what is going on in my world? Plus, we had a real weird show yesterday.
It was a really weird
show. You know, the Mercury retrograde is in full kick butt mode. So, well, that was kind of funny.
The retrograde was really off because I had a meeting with a real estate client yesterday, and it was two guys, and they had the same last name, and they're buying a house together, and I just assumed they're married. So I said, hey, so how long have you two guys been married? They're like, we're brothers. My bad.
Communication breakdown.
My bad.
That's the retrograde,
talking
man.
Talking about a foot and mouth. I'm like, well, bless you, because I don't know if I could buy a house with my sister, so.
Yeah. Mercury retrograde, man, in full bloom.
Yeah.
Check your communication, check your travel, make sure everything's kosher, and the retrograde will be over, like, in the middle of this month, I think. So, all right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll check on the gas.
See if we have to evacuate or not.
Which now I seem to smell.
I don't smell it in here. I don't smell that in here.
Okay. Hopefully. Pray for us, everyone.
No, please don't. There's prayers that can be used elsewhere.
For the next 30 seconds, pray for us, though.
Okay.
It's the Manny Ryan Loren Show, Kiss 95.1. We got a ton to do today. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. I'm all good already, so moved on, it's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So, if you don't wanna see me dancing with somebody, if you don't wanna believe that anything can stop me, don't show up.
Of a gas leak.
Nicole is so mad. She's like, you guys, I don't smell it. You're being dramatic. But yet, the fire department has been here for at least 20 minutes.
Yeah.
No, it's because I think they found it.
The one firefighter said he smelt it.
Anyway.
Nicole's so against us today.
I know. Why, you don't care about your public well-being and your safety?
I am not against you, but there is just other things we could be doing.
I can't do anything. I'm locked out of my computer anyway.
Right.
There we go. There's another thing.
Bye. I can't with you today.
So Loren is in Barcelona. We tried calling her on the air and her phone went right to voicemail, as it should. She's on her baby moon. But there was a really, really great pinnacle moment of the Meanie, Roy, and Loren show, Roy. Back in the summer of 2016, when Loren was trying to get pregnant, we took her pregnancy test live on the air. And we're going to replay that fantastic moment as we relive 5 years of the Meanie, Roy, and Loren show.
Okay.
So at 7:20 this morning, I would recommend everybody listen if you didn't hear it. And if you had heard it, go back and listen to it again, because I heard it this morning.
Okay.
Again, A, you hear voices of Yankee Pete.
Whoa.
And Victoria, our old producer.
That's cool.
And it's just an amazing moment when she takes the pregnancy test live on the air and finds out after months and months of trying that she's pregnant. So we'll do that as we relive 5 years of the MRL show with a spotlight on Loren this week. Up next, though, I got to tell you, I got a strange text message from someone who said, hey, what's your garage code? I need to use the bathroom. All right.
Okay.
I'll tell you who it is. It wasn't a family member.
Okay.
And I didn't give the garage code out.
All right.
It's coming up in less than 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So, I got a text message yesterday while I was here, just about 9 a.m. And it says, hey, what's your garage code? I gotta pee. I said, haha, for real?
Because that's a good response. Like, because given your garage code's like just letting anyone in your home.
Right. I have a couple neighbors that know my garage code that put packages in there or do things that I need if we're out of town. Then this was my sanitation guy, my garbage guy.
Really?
Yeah. Who you know.
Okay, yeah.
Greg from Active Waste. He runs the company, so he won't care if I tell you. But Greg texted me. I go, wait, for real? Nobody was home, and I don't mind giving him my garage code. I trust him.
I think it's so funny.
My wife would have killed me, though.
Yeah. That's funny. You don't expect that from your garbage
man. No. And I didn't get a response back, so I'm assuming he was okay.
With that, or he saw that you were like, for real? And he got nervous. I was like, no, okay. I'll just pee behind your house.
Do you know what's weird? When I worked with my buddy, when I moved back to Jersey for a while in between radio jobs, I did tile work with him. And most tile jobs were either kitchens or bathrooms.
Okay.
And, like, you couldn't use the customer's bathroom.
Really?
Porta-potties were put there.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was just like in the construction industry, you don't use someone's personal.
Because you're dirty.
I know, but I'm 4 inches away from the toilet.
Yeah, so you would have to go outside. And
so I'd have to go outside, you know, take those bags that you put over your shoes so that you could walk through the house a little, you know, like with the surgeon's wear.
Yeah.
The little mesh things that go over your shoes. And yeah, I have to go outside and use the porta potty and then go back into the bathroom.
to go do more work.
How ironic is that?
Wow.
Would you let somebody random like that into your home?
No, I'm very weird about letting people into my home. I was freaked out yesterday. Someone from AT&T was trying to sell me services, and they knocked on my door, and I was so freaked out over that.
Well, you said yesterday during the show that every time someone knocks on your door, you think you're dying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the person from AT&T didn't have a business card, and I told them straight to their face. I'm like, well, this is sketch.
Yeah. Good. Then you and the dog went and ran and hid behind the bed in the bedroom.
Called Sterling. It's like, if we get robbed, I now know why.
That's funny.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
I'd be a nice guy and say, yeah, sure, use my bathroom, but...
Yeah, I'm a little too weird for that.
Okay. So everybody is on alert because of the coronavirus. We got our first case in Wake County. There is songs, Roy.
Okay, about coronavirus?
Nope. There's songs that we need to know. Every person should know a song so that you know the length of time to wash your hands.
Oh.
So we've got a list of songs that you could sing while you wash your hands so you know that you've done the correct amount of time.
Okay.
Can we get into that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So with the fear of coronavirus. And I really shouldn't say with the fear of coronavirus, because this is one of those things that you should always be doing.
Can you just hold on 1 second?
Of course
Intern
I can.
Intern Jack is here, and okay. I want to get to you. But Intern Jack, what is the update? Get on that microphone right there.
To update the audience, Jack, about 6 a.m., we had to call the fire department because we had a strong smell of gas in the down first floor of the building. They came, but they've been here for like 40 minutes. They've been here for a long time.
Did you get an update?
I did. He actually said that they're clearing out.
Oh, okay.
However, the lobby does smell like a lot worse.
Okay.
Like our lobby.
Our lobby does. Yeah.
Did he say what it was?
No.
Oh.
Did you ask?
Of course.
No.
He's like, I don't know. We couldn't find anything.
Okay. And the same thing that happened before. They can't find anything.
But they smell it.
And do you know that natural gas, Jack, Intern Jack, it doesn't have a smell?
I have heard that, yeah.
Yeah. So that smell that we have is from the gas company that they put it in there. So really, when you smell that, that's you're supposed to call.
Right.
All right. If anybody knows anybody that works for the gas company, let them know we're at 1520 South Boulevard.
Or just wait for something to go boom at this point.
No, we don't want that. All right. Thanks, buddy. Go home if you want. If you don't feel safe. Nicole, you too. We'll stay here.
We're troopers. We'll continue the broadcast.
You'll have to pull me out of here. All right, thanks,
Can I
bud.
Just tell you, in any event of an emergency, I'm not a broadcaster. I'm the first one leaving. I am. You know how pilots on airplanes are supposed to be the last one out?
Yeah.
Not Roy.
Captain goes down with the ship.
Not Roy.
There he goes.
How about this? I'm going to broadcast the next day, so I'll be out in my car.
Oh, that's so funny. All right, so the coronavirus is what's on everyone's mind. Everybody's freaking out. Wake County had its first case here in North Carolina.
For them not to find anything, they've been here for a long, long time. They must have been doing an exhaustive search.
Yeah, well, don't forget, they were in a restaurant, too, so maybe, you know, a couple Cokes.
Okay, so with the coronavirus, people are washing their hands.
Yes.
Get back up to speed. You're trying to be better about not catching anything.
You're supposed to sing the happy birthday song twice while you wash your hands. That is the perfect length of time to wash your hands.
Which, if you time that, that's about 20 seconds.
Okay.
So this girl named Jen Monet said that I'm getting very tired of singing the happy birthday song twice. So she found other fun songs that she can sing that are also 20 seconds.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Wait, shouldn't it be 40 seconds?
This article right here says 20 seconds.
But the happy birthday song is not 10 seconds long, is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Do you want me to sing it? It says right here.
A 20-second chorus to wash your hands to. That's right. The chorus is 20 seconds, not the whole song. Now it makes sense. Okay?
Okay.
20 seconds seems doesn't seem like enough time to me.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I'm surprised. I'm adding the water. All right, I can do that.
But with songs like that, I may continue to sing it. That's really good music.
I may continue to wash my hands.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Why do we not play that song?
I don't know.
That is so good.
We need to put that on the free-for-all playlist.
Yeah.
Our boss will say it wasn't a hit. That's the argument we have with him.
That's a good song.
By the way, I can't get over the fact that the happy birthday song
is 20 seconds.
It's 10 seconds. You're supposed to sing it twice.
It's 10 seconds. It's only like, it's not many words in that song. It's just happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, boo, 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 happy birthday to you.
Seems like a long time. Maybe it's because my family, we really break it down when we sing to each other. We each take a solo.
Yeah.
How about this one? Wash your hands to this one. It's 20 seconds. Depending on how how you hold that tune, that little note at the end,
right,
you might get an extra 2 minutes, 2 seconds in.
Now, let me ask you this. When you're washing your hands, is it the 20 seconds of just scrubbing the soap on you, or is it the 20 seconds with scrubbing the soap and the wash off?
It's, it should be 20 seconds of scrubbing hands under the water, according to my son, Dean.
So soap on and underwater scrubbing.
Yep.
I did it wrong yesterday.
On my pass on Stevie Nicks, she'll put me to sleep. I love her. I love Fleetwood Mac, but
I like the Dixie Chicks version.
Yeah, you like the... Okay. So what you need is 20-second choruses that you guys can sing. All right?
Okay.
And that's how you properly do your hands.
Or just stay home and not talk to anyone. That too.
No, don't do that.
Still to come.
We will survive, people. Oh, that's a good one to sing. I will survive. Hey, hey. We got Hornets tickets to give away, bud.
We do. We do have Hornets tickets to give away.
We'll do that in like 10 minutes. It's Pride Night. Tomorrow night, the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show is hosting Pride Night for the Hornets and the NBA, so that's exciting. We want you to come out and hang with us.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It is Pride Night with the Charlotte Hornets this Thursday, and we're going to be out there. We want you to be there as they take on the Denver Nuggets at the Spectrum Center. Call number 9's got tickets, 704-570-9595.
Caller number 9, get on now and come hang with us for a really great cause. We're teaming with the Hornets and the NBA. They've asked us to host, and we'd love for you to be there. Good luck.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Mania Roy and the Ram Morning Show. Minus Loren, though, she's on vacation this week, celebrating her baby moon.
She did send a text early this morning, which is about noon, 1 o'clock over there in Barcelona, saying that she missed everyone.
It was very nice.
We'll spotlight Loren and talk about the time that she took her pregnancy test live on the air. We'll do that at 7:20 this morning for you.
I did text her husband, Dallas, privately.
You did?
I did. And I was like, she's making you take too many photos, bud. I was like, it's okay to say no. Like, just so you know, I'm on your side. The one photo I saw of her, you got to go follow. Maybe we'll try to get it up on our Insta at the MRL show. Or, of course, you could follow her herself at KissLoren951.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the photo of Dallas holding her hand while she's looking back. And, like, it's this weird artsy photo. And I know that Dallas had to be rolling his eyes.
Oh. We talked about that last week.
It's like you can't see Dallas. All you see is his hand. And I'm like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. I feel so bad for
That's
you.
Funny. Well, you can check out her adventures at Kiss Loren. And, of course, she'll be back on Monday. She will not be there tomorrow night when we host Pride Night for the Charlotte Hornets. The NBA and the Hornets have asked us to host Pride Night for them.
Which is really cool because it's benefiting the LGBTQ community. And it's celebrating diversity and inclusion.
I was looking to see because you're wearing a black shirt. I thought maybe you were wearing your Pride shirt that the Hornets are going to be selling tomorrow.
No, it's in the laundry because I'm going to wear it tomorrow.
Good call.
At the game.
Yeah, good call. I was going to tell you, the game's tomorrow night, not tonight. But the t-shirts that they'll be selling at the Hornets shop, actually, when you buy them, these cool Pride t-shirts, some of the proceeds go to the LGBTQ community right here in Charlotte.
Yes.
And I know you and Nicole are going to be playing a game on the court. We'll be hosting in and out throughout the game.
I'm so excited.
My son Dean's coming. He's pumped up.
I'm excited to actually enjoy the game, you know?
Good, yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So if you see us out there tomorrow night at the Spectrum Center, and by the way, you can get tickets right now. They're on sale at Hornets.com if you don't win another pair with us tomorrow. But if you see us out there, stop us. We'd love to take a picture and love to say hi to you.
Okay, so we got to talk about our boss lost his phone in the sewage drain, and how he got it out is a crazy story. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So, you know, we leave here in the afternoon, and a lot of things still go on when we leave. We found out about a hilarious story involving our boss dropping his phone in the sewer.
And we have our big boss, Walter, who runs all of Beasley Media Charlotte. He's in charge of all the radio stations, all the employees here. And Walter's a hilarious guy. He was talking to his wife, too, on the phone.
Eating candy at the same time.
So apparently he was eating a Hershey's Kiss.
Uh-huh.
And somehow, at the time he was walking over a storm drain, he went to open the Hershey's Kiss, fumbled, and his phone fell into the sewer.
Which I can imagine is probably up on his shoulder. He's using two hands to undo the Hershey
and
Kiss.
And it slid.
And it slid down into the sewage drain.
So falls down the sewage drain. And meanwhile, his wife's still talking to him because she doesn't know what happens. So the phone is under the water in the sewer, and his wife's still talking to him. How did he get it out, though, Roy? He went all MacGyver on it.
Yeah, from my understanding, he got like an HVAC pipe type of thing, shoved it down, and then they sucked it out.
With a vacuum.
With a vacuum. And sucked out a bunch of water with it. And then it still works. You know, evidently the new iPhone 11 Plus thing is waterproof.
Oh, yeah, that's what he said.
It still works.
I mean, he said he cleaned it really well because, you know, obviously it fell in the sewer.
Yeah.
But given the coronavirus circumstances, now a phone flying in the sewer seems way less gross. You know what I mean? Like, I'll take that. Do you remember? Loren's not here. She's on her baby moon. We've been telling you all week. She'll be back next Monday. But remember, she dropped her phone in the toilet?
She dropped it in the toilet and had to fish it out.
No problem. She said she was in, like, a formal dress at this event. And dove in to get that phone back. That's how important it was to her. But we got to know, like, what lengths did you go? How far did you go to get your phone back after you dropped it into a gross place?
704-570-9595. How far did you go to get that phone back after it was dropped in the worst of worst places? Give us a phone call. It's the Mandy Moore and the Red Morning Show here on Kiss 95.1. Kiss 95.1 is the Mandy Moore and the Red Morning Show. So, did you ever drop your phone in a really disgusting place and you had to fish it out? Our boss had to do it. He dropped his phone in the sewer.
A girl I went to college with, someone texted from 770, said that she ran into the elevator with her phone on top of her books, and it fell right through the cracks of the elevator.
Ooh.
And it was never to be seen again.
You know, and we've had things falling through the elevator before. It's like $200-$300 to get that thing out.
I know.
It's expensive to fish things out of elevators.
704-570-9595. When did you drop your phone? What was the... And by the way, like somebody else from 704 texted in, Roy, and said that they were doing, you know, the bathroom, the sit-down version of the bathroom, and they dropped their phone in that, in the toilet.
Sure.
Like, but that's disgusting.
Yeah.
So you have to make this decision in your head. Is it worth going in for it? I guess you always do, though. I mean, you go do. For the iPhone.
The iPhone's, listen, the iPhone's like $1,000. You know, I'll fish through a lot of things to get $1,000.
980 said, I didn't drop my phone, but one of my coworkers threw hers in a compactor at work and then had to climb in after it.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
Someone said that my sister dropped her phone in a storm drain in San Diego during her bachelorette party. She had to call city maintenance to pull the phone out of the storm drain. They pulled a total of 3 phones out.
Oh, wow.
And she had to pick which one was hers.
Wow. So 704-570-9595, that's the number to call to let us know where you dropped your phone. Let's talk with Crystal and Charlotte. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So, I was taking some trash out first thing in the morning at work, and I threw the trash bag in there, went back into work, and tried... I realized that I forgot my phone somewhere, so I tried to retrace my steps. Come to find out, I threw it in the dumpster. So I walked back out there. Thankfully, there were only like 4 or 5 bags in the dumpster, but I had to climb in there and get it.
And then you did the vigorous cleaning to make sure you could put it back up to your ear?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, our boss said his phone fell into the sewer and water covered it.
That's disgusting.
And his wife was still talking to him, by the way, from down in the sewer, from 4 feet down. Yeah, I know, but that's you make great. That decision. It's like, and I'm talking it out to you, Roy, and and to Crystal, and it's like, there is no decision. You go for it. No matter where your phone falls, the grossest of gross, you go in and grab it.
100%. Because especially if you buy the phone insurance each month, I still think they expect the phone back.
Really?
I think so. You think you have to give them a call back.
That sucks.
Let's talk with Jessica and Charlotte. You're on with the Mandy Roy on the Red Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So your sister dropped the phone where?
We were at a tailgate up at a Redskins game in Virginia, and her phone fell out of her back pocket into a porta potty.
That's the line.
Porta potties are so disgusting.
That's the line. That's goodbye phone, right, Jessica?
No hesitation. She skipped
right. What? But a porta potty's filled with both things.
After the game, too.
Oh. All right, let me give you one, Jessica and Roy. You ready? You're in a porta potty after a Redskins game. Okay, it's okay. Cold, so the water's going to be cold. And there was a coronavirus outbreak at the Redskins game, and your phone falls into the porta potty. Do you fish it out?
It's $1,000, brother. Fish it out. It's $1,000 phone.
We're fishing away. All right. Thanks, Jessica.
Phones are expensive.
Porta potties are disgusting. And here's one I've been looking for, Roy. 704 just texted in and said, we accidentally threw our phone away in the garbage and had to go to the dump and dig it out. And you know that is a hassle.
I know.
Amazingly, they knew exactly where the truck dumped the garbage from their route, and they found their phone within 20 minutes.
Really? That's a miracle.
That is a miracle.
I've had to go to the
dump. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
You shop there at the dump, don't you?
Well,
you and your family growing up in Roanoke, didn't you used to dumpster dive?
Listen, we did, because retail stores just throw things away.
Right.
And so you have to know the days they do that, and you go back there and you take it. Okay.
We got a Sensel survey coming up.
So it's where I ask crazy questions. It's a brand new episode, and in this question, I ask, when was the last time you ate something so hot, you had to go, and the food had to bounce around in your mouth? Crazy questions like that. That's what I ask in a brand new episode of Sensel Survey in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Mike. It's Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I got your paperwork in for the year, and it appears on page 8 on the back. There's a block that's missing. It's the questionnaire. I just got to ask you a few questions, and I thought it'd be easy to call you real quick and knock them out over the phone.
Okay, no problem.
You know the flat earthers?
Yes.
People who say the Earth is flat, do they think that the other planets in the solar system are flat or just Earth?
I think they think just Earth is flat.
So egotistical. Okay. How many different animals did we have to ride until we determined that horses are good with it? When was the last time you ate something really, really hot and had to go in your mouth until it cooled down? Like, you know, it's just like bouncing around?
Maybe a couple of months ago.
Do you think I'm sorry and I apologize mean the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. Then is it weird that if you're at a funeral, you go around to people and say, I apologize? Now it sounds like you murdered the guy.
Very true.
Yeah. Did you know that it's impossible to hum while you hold your nose?
I never tried.
You go ahead and try it. No, you
gotta, that's great.
Yeah, just make sure your nose just goes.
Okay.
He was done.
He was done.
We got a DM from someone, Roy, who said, how many calls does it take Roy to find someone that doesn't hang up right away? And sometimes we're in here when you do this. Like, I heard Loren laughing in the background a little bit on that one, so she was in here.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it takes a while. A lot of times people don't pick up the phone.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, if you want Roy to call someone you know, just drop us a DM at the MRL show, and there's a long list, so he's getting through it, and he'll try and hit someone. But the thing is that a lot of people, and it seems to be, tell me if I'm wrong, the more people that tell you, hey, my husband, my wife, my mom and dad, they've got great senses of humor, so they're going to love this. They're going to think it's really funny. Those are the ones that never find it funny, right?
They typically never.
I know. It always works out that way.
And they always, like, hang up immediately. But listen, I try.
There you go. All right, DM us at the MRL show if you want Roy to do a senseless on one of your friends.
Still to come.
All right, so we got to get to Can't Beat Loren. Loren is out this week.
We only need one contestant because the other contestant won yesterday.
So we're going to try to get...
We just need one person to play.
One person to play. There's no prize because Loren's not here and it's not fair to go against her record. But it's just going to be a lot of fun. So Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. Let's play and have some pop culture trivia. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
All right, let's bring in Rachel and Wesley. Loren is out this week, so we're going to have the returning champ from yesterday play, Wesley. And we also have new to Can't Beat Loren, Rachel with Zoe.
Hi.
You ready to defend your crown, Wesley?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Producer Nicole, pick up so you can't hear the questions, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Wesley is going on hold, Roy.
All right. We are putting her in the cone of silence, if you will.
And now, Rachel and Zoe, are you ready for question one?
We're ready.
Kim Kardashian is receiving attention for her daughter's budding music career. Who does she have kids with?
Kanye West.
And Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis spoke recently about their parenting style. What iconic sitcom brought those actors together?
That 70s Show.
Justin Bieber claims that he was forced to shave his mustache because of his wife. What is her name?
Hailey Bieber.
And question four, Sophie Turner confesses that she initially had reservations about her current husband, Joe. What pop group / rock band was Joe a part of other than the Jonas Brothers?
We don't know.
And question five, director Spike Lee was thrown out of a Knicks game for going in the wrong entrance. What iconic New York arena did this take place in?
Madison Square Garden?
All right. I'm waving in Loren and she's not out there.
All right. Let's go to Wesley. Picking up the phone with you. It's time to play Can't Beat Each Other.
Can't Beat Wesley. I guess is fair to call it. Okay. Wesley, are you ready?
Yeah.
How many did Rachel and Zoe get, Roy?
Rachel and Zoe got four correct.
Four, so you got to get five or tie, okay? Kim Kardashian's receiving attention for her daughter's budding music career. Who does she have kids with?
Kanye West.
1-1.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis spoke recently about their parenting style. What iconic sitcom brought those actors together originally?
That 70s Show.
2-2.
Justin Bieber claims that he was forced to shave his mustache because of his wife. What's her name?
No answer. Correct answer was Haley Baldwin. Rachel and Zoe got that one correct. It's 3-2. Rachel and Zoe in the lead.
Ooh, we get a new champ. Let's find out. Sophie Turner confesses that she initially had reservations about her current husband, Joe. What pop / rock band is Joe a part of other than the Jonas Brothers?
DMCE.
Good one.
That's correct. Unfortunately, Rachel and Zoe did not know that one. It's 3-3 tied.
All right. Now, if it ends a tie, Wesley will stay since she's the returning champ.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Question five. Director Spike Lee was thrown out of the Knicks game for going in the wrong entrance. What iconic arena did this take place in New York City?
Madison Square Garden?
That is correct. Final score, 4-4. It's a tie. That means, Wesley, you're going to stick around for tomorrow.
Okay.
Good job, Rachel and Zoe.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead and say you can't beat Wesley. We'll have fun with it.
No. This is Rachel and Zoe from Charlotte. We can't beat Wesley, but we can tie her.
All right. Thanks for playing. Wesley, we'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Thank you. Awesome.
All right. Good job, guys. Good job, everybody. I'm having fun with this.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
This route when she goes on maternity leave. I kind of like that. The returning champ stays on.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Now, listen, I forgot that you told me this a while ago, Roy. Spring break is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned something a while back, and it shocked all of us. And we're going to make it happen for you this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make it happen? It happen?
Bro, you are going on a college spring break. We are going to have details for you coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Barcelona, enjoying some time off. We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show featuring Roy and Manny and Nicole.
Hey, you're making my dreams come true, buddy.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about spring break.
Yes. You've never done a spring break before. A college spring break.
No. No. I've never done it. I'm really excited to do it.
Now, explain to everyone why you didn't do a college spring break. Like, well, where did things go kind of squirrely?
I went to community college, and it wasn't really, because it wasn't really a thing to travel from where I'm from when you were in community college to go do a spring break. At least in my friend group, it wasn't the thing to do. And then I ended up ultimately dropping.
The party kids group?
Yeah, I guess I wasn't in that group. And then ultimately ended up dropping out.
Okay. So you missed out on that.
I missed out on the whole opportunity to go to some place to, you know, I've always saw the MTV shows where they'd be like in Cancun or somewhere cool, and I look nuts.
Daytona. Yeah. Yeah. I went to a small college in New York State, Nicole, called St. Thomas Aquinas, and 2 years I went to Cancun, and then the other 2 years I went to Arizona to go party with my friends.
St. Thomas Aquinas?
Yeah.
Okay.
You never heard of it?
No.
That's okay. Nobody else has either. That's usually what I get when I hand someone my resume and they go, what college did you go to? But anyway, I went to Cancun 2 years, Roy, had a blast. Uh-huh. And then I went to Arizona and party with my friends out there and had a great time. You went to NC State, Nicole, where did you spring break?
To be honest, I don't really think I have had a crazy college spring break either. There was 1 year, it was my freshman year, I was enrolled at here in UNC Charlotte, and a couple of friends and I did the road trip down to Miami.
That counts.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, we were all underage, so we just kind of hung out, that was really all of our first travel anything, so we just kind of walked around, tried restaurants, stuff like that, but it wasn't a college spring break, you know.
Right. But it was a getaway and you had some fun with friends. Right. Roy didn't even do that.
Yeah.
No.
Buddy, you missed out on the whole experience. So you don't know this, but Nicole has been working feverishly behind the scenes to try and make your spring break happen. We need your help, though. We need your help. MRL Show fam, you've got to help us with this little mission that we have for Roy. Are you ready, buddy?
Okay.
All right, Nicole, tell Roy what you have planned for him.
You and me.
Oh, fun.
We are going.
Okay.
To Myrtle Beach, staying on the beach, and we're going to have spring break.
Oh, that's awesome. Dirty Myrtle, man. I'm so excited. Myrtle Beach, spring break. Okay, now spring break's coming up, so when is this trip happening?
So we are going in like 2 weeks.
Okay. Come on, let's go. Yeah. Okay, so the weekend of
wipe your calendar free because we can't change it.
So the weekend of the 20th, I'm going?
Yep. We're going to leave here Friday, and we're going to spend the weekend.
So listeners, they're invited to come down to Myrtle Beach that weekend?
We tried to see what colleges. We tried to line it up with UNCC spring break, but that's, like, happening now.
Yeah, it didn't line up with UNCC, but, like, Clemson, and like, a lot of the big universities other than UNC Charlotte will be on spring break that week.
So you're going to go to Myrtle, party, and what we need is you guys, the MRL Show fam, to help us, specifically if you've been to Myrtle spring breaking. You got to tell Roy and Nicole, lead them in the right direction, because we have a bunch of things planned for you.
On like what to do?
Do you want to know everything?
I want to know some things. I've only ever shotgunned a beer once in my entire life, and I messed it up.
We got invited to a keg stand fest.
Whatever that is, it'd be cool.
That's where we put you upside down. And you drink the beer out of the keg upside down.
Buddy, I'm a lot of...
Buddy, there's a lot of dudes there. Don't worry about it.
You'll have an entire fraternity behind you.
I was saying, there's going to be a lot of lifting to put me up upside down.
Women in bikinis for you?
Woo! I can't wait to see all the gorgeous women.
Spring break come true. Nicole, get back here. No, man, we do have a lot of fun stuff planned. But we want to hear from you guys, the MRL Show fam. 704-570-9595, especially if you were college. This is not family. Like, we're talking specifically like college spring breakers taking a break from the semester and doing a college spring break.
Ooh, I want to try those fun drinks that I'm not allowed to say on the radio because the names are too dirty. You know what I'm saying? Like fun shots.
Slippery nipple.
There it is. I want it, whatever that is, I'll take two.
704 said beer pong on the beach. Drinking with the drunk rednecks. Fireworks. American flags everywhere. Dirty Myrtle's the best. And they actually came in. They ranked number 5 in the country. on the top five destinations for spring break.
Oh, yeah, because it is, like, it is a beautiful beach.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's where we used to always go to. You know, I lived in Virginia. And Virginia has a beach called Virginia Beach. We'd bypass that. We'd always go to Myrtle Beach because that was the better beach.
All right. 704-570-9595. Let's line up a bunch of phone calls. Let's get Roy going.
Yeah.
He's going to do his first spring break. And then what you guys will do is, and we'll take a quick break and explain more on the other side of 8. But, like, you're going to record while you're down there and then bring it all back, and we can live the spring break experience through you on social media.
Perfect.
Okay. But we need to know from you guys, what should Roy do? Where should he go?
704-570-9595. Call or text right now.
Look how happy he is.
I'm so excited to experience it for the first time.
I'm excited for you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
I've just been given the best present ever.
I'm reading all these text messages. I can't get through them fast enough.
Of everything I should be doing on my spring break?
We just announced a little while ago that we surprised Roy. Nicole has been working behind the scenes like crazy to plan an awesome spring break trip for Roy. He's going to Myrtle.
That's exciting. And now what if, could you imagine if I wake up with a tattoo?
That'd be awesome.
This is Myrtle for life on my lower back.
I got dirty in Dirty Myrtle. Roy has never done the college spring break experience, so we need your help telling him what he should do. Even if you've never been to Myrtle, just give him a couple ideas. But specifically, if you've been down to Myrtle for spring break, 704-570-9595.
Please call. I have questions because I'm a first timer, so I have a lot of questions for you.
Let's say good morning to Kitty.
Good morning, Kitty.
Good morning.
Kitty, you sound like someone who's been to a few spring breaks. That
and
name Kitty.
Dirty Myrtle is the place to be.
It sounds like Kitty's name has been chanted quite a few times during spring break.
You know it. I'll tell you, I'm 43 years old and still party like it's 1999.
Woo-hoo! Good, right on. So what should I do?
You have to hit Shore Drive down in Myrtle.
Okay.
Ocean Annie's, the largest outdoor beach bar in North Carolina. It is amazing, and if you want to have a good party down time for spring break, hit up Ocean Annie's. When it's finished, go on in and hit Sandals, the nightclub. When you're done there, you can go on down to Flip Flops and hit another outdoor bar.
Bro, she's doing a lot.
I know. Right around the corner.
I swear, you know what I'm hearing from you, Kitty? Like, made up names. Like, go down to Ocean Annie's, and then go down to the Squeegee Doos, and then Flip Flops.
Like, they're fake.
Yeah.
You're going to be on a fake goose hunt.
These are fun names. I got to go to Flip Flops?
Flip Flops, yes.
Oh, okay.
Will you go with him, Kitty? It sounds like you know what you're doing. Like, Nicole's going to go, but maybe Kitty from Boone should be down there, too.
I know. If anyone's planning a Myrtle Beach trip the weekend of the 20th, you got to come find me.
I'll go down there.
You got to come find me. You got to go and come find me.
I'm going to have to find you because I have to meet you, and we're going to party it up.
Love it. Love it.
Thanks, Kitty. And we're, by the way, for those of you, like, if Kitty can't get down there, myself, Loren, we can't get down there, Roy's going to have a whole thing on social media. We'll be able to follow him. We'll have a specific hashtag for you guys. This is going to be a big deal in a couple weeks.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Kitty.
Awesome.
Okay. How about Melina? Melina.
Melina.
Hi, Melina.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, welcome to the show. What should I do?
Okay, well, I'm along with you, Roy. I've never done the whole college experience, but I've done my share of partying.
Okay.
And I just heard, oh, make sure you play beer pong. So my suggestion, find somewhere you can play some flip cup. And I wanted to give you an idea of those crazy shots. So when you go to a bar, order a redheaded girl, I should say, on the radio.
The other thing that starts with an S?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's fun. Yeah. That'd be fun to say.
Yeah. So just make sure you order that when you go to a bar.
I'm going to be embarrassed ordering some of these drinks.
No, don't.
It's spring break, baby.
That's right. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks, Melina. Thank you so much.
Gosh, it's going to be like 1 o'clock in the morning. People's going to be doing belly shots off my belly button.
That's a party, though. Carlene Donna, remember her? She's the one who got into a fight with her teacher, her kid's teacher, after the teacher cut her off in the car lane.
Uh-huh.
She texted and said, Ocean Annie's is the best. You're going to love it, Roy.
Okay.
910 says, you got to get a greasy burger from Bowery.
Bowery, okay.
Home band of Alabama, whatever that means. High-octane slushies on the boardwalk at the beach. You won't remember anything after.
Oh, is that like at Wet Willie's or something?
I don't know.
Let's talk with Meredith in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. I've been given the gift of a college spring break, but what should I do?
I think you have not been to Myrtle Beach unless you have gotten a spray tan or a spray t-shirt, a spray painted t-shirt.
Yeah, you're right. That is so Myrtle.
It's got to have dolphins and palm trees and your name on it and dirty Myrtle.
That is so funny. Are they expensive?
Probably not. Yeah. I don't think so.
Have you been there to spring break before, Meredith?
No, I have a grandparent that lives down Needle, and it's always pretty crazy. So I think you're going to be in for a good time no matter what you do.
Okay.
And he's going with Nicole.
And Nicole is always a partier.
Yeah, Nicole says that she didn't party in college because she saved it up for now. Yeah. Like, she parties now. So
I typically go to bed like at a solid 9 p.m. I'm going to have Nicole dragging me out of my room. Like, no, you will party with me.
Nicole, you're in the other studio answering some phones and stuff, but are you hearing this? Like, are you vibing what we got to do? Nicole, sorry, she can't hear us. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. So listen, we're taking all these calls and when we're here, we're making a list of all these things that you need to do down in Myrtle. Are you ready? Are you ready to take Roy?
Yeah, I stay ready.
I stay ready. 814 says you haven't been to Myrtle unless you get a New York style pizza along the strip.
Myrtle Beach has New York style pizza. Okay. I'll try it.
828 says, fun fact, no alcohol limit in South Carolina. You can order 14% beers and get a 16-ounce pour. Living in Myrtle has been the best place I ever lived. All right. Once again, if you're just joining us, producer Nicole has put together a spring break weekend for Roy, who never had a college spring break experience. They are going to Myrtle on March 20th, that weekend.
So if anyone's going to be going down to Myrtle, let us know. Hit us up. You can join the fun. What do we have a budget in case I go to jail? Do we have bail money? You never know.
We went to our bosses and asked for some money. They gave us such a small amount. It's not even three digits.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what you have to spend on the company. Other than that, it's all on you guys. But March 20th, and everything will be on the air. We'll have a special hashtag with all the great fun that we can follow with Roy on social media as you experience your first spring break. But okay.
Okay.
Keep the text coming. Keep the DMs coming at the MRL show. We'll make a list of all the places for you to go.
Perfect.
All right. Sounds good.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Loren is out this week, and we are celebrating 5 years of having our show in Charlotte. And to celebrate 5 years, we want to go back down memory lane to when we were only together for 1 year. So this was in 2016, and our Loren took a pregnancy test live on the radio.
She had been trying to get pregnant for some time, and in fact, you guys, the MRL Show fam, gave her some advice on what to do, including get in a hot tub and drink tequila. Somehow that was going to do it.
Yeah.
But she got a lot of advice, and a lot of people just said, hey, keep plugging along, and they did. So she brought the stick in to the radio station and took the test live on the air. You're going to hear the voice of Yankee Pete, a legend in Charlotte, who was part of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show at the time, and also producer Victoria, who we love, who now works in Louisiana, has her own show.
Uh-huh.
All right. Listen to this. If you never heard it, you're going to love it.
Here's what 5 years of Manny, Roy, and Loren sounds like on Kiss 95.1.
What an absolute exciting day on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show today.
We do have Loren, who has all of last year been kind of trying to have a child. And this time, she's done a lot of tests and they were negative, but this time she has some different signs.
My heart is racing in anticipation. Victoria LaRose, our super producer, are you in the bathroom? Victoria.
Yes, and you talking about your heart racing. My heart's racing.
All right.
My heart is literally ass.
Well, this is good. We're already having technical problems.
All right. Now, where is Loren as far as peeing goes? Has she peed already? Because what's going to happen is you're going to do...
She has not peed.
Okay. All right, tell her to start.
She's ripping open the test right now, and she's literally getting ready to walk in the bathroom. I don't know how this is going to go because she already said that I may have to cut on the water for her.
Okay. She's getting a little shy in there. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to have Loren do the test, put a cap on it. Loren will not see it. Victoria will then...
What's that?
She needs the water.
Okay,
the
guys, water wait. On. I'm turning on the water.
All right,
okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, needs- go, you do your thing. Roy's explaining.
Yeah, she needs Tinkle help. So we're then going to get the test, come here in the studio, give it a few moments, and then Loren's going to read the results live on the air.
Right.
We have a cake in the studio that says congratulations or not. Because we don't know how this is going to go.
Can you blame us? We didn't know.
And we got champagne
we
here.
We have a sprinkle, guys. We have a sprinkle.
Oh, okay. That's
Yankee Pete, don't you love the play-by-play? You've been in this business a long time.
A lot of detail. A lot of detail for very few words.
You guys know.
Well, in all fairness, we do tell her to be very descriptive when she goes out on location.
Fair enough. That's a sign of a fantastic broadcaster.
I think her pants are coming up.
Okay.
All right, just hand over the test, please.
We
cannot.
Have a flush.
We have a flush.
Okay, she's handing it to me. Oh, God.
Wait. Should you have gloves on, Victoria?
Okay. It's okay. She's family.
Yeah. If she gets a little stuff on her hands, it's okay.
All right, so Loren has gone. The test is worked, and we will find out now.
It's supposed to take 2 minutes.
Okay.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, at the max.
Well, how do you feel right now? Tell me what's going through your mind.
I am so nervous. Like, I literally, number one, I couldn't even go to the bathroom because I'm so nervous. And my hands were shaking so badly. So.
Is that a 2 minute drum roll? We're going to do that for the next 2 minutes.
Really? No, check it.
I mean, if it is positive, it should happen pretty fast.
Yeah, okay.
So.
All right.
Here we go. She's opening up the
bag.
Okay,
so
bag.
What am I? I'm looking for a plus sign.
A plus sign? Again.
Okay, so I think it is positive, but it's not all the way developed yet. But okay. I do have a vertical line, so I think I am.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, Loren. You're going to be a mom.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I am in shock right now.
Let me see this thing.
Look, that's positive, right? Like, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, that's positive. You hear me? That's positive.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations.
Wait, you know how you need, like, triple confirmation? Manny, I just need you to confirm.
I see a strong line and then a faint other line.
I mean, that's the strongest line I've ever seen.
Okay.
You are going to be a mom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations. Tell us what you're feeling.
I a million emotions. Like, I don't even know what to say. I'm literally in shock. And it's such a relief to know that, number one, we are pregnant. Like, I don't know. There's just so many different emotions.
Dallas doesn't know yet.
No, I mean.
He can't hear this, right? Like, he's not finding out through the radio.
He knows now, maybe.
Well, unless he's listening on the app. But, I mean, we talked about it. But, oh, my gosh, I don't even know what to do right now.
Well, let's take a quick break, gather our thoughts. Yeah. And then we're going to get into the cake and champagne. Congratulations, Loren.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, back live now here. I'm Amy, Roy, and Loren. Without Loren, she's in Barcelona taking some time off before her second baby. But that was an amazing moment here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show before Nicole.
Yes.
In 2016, when she found out she was pregnant with Cash, who is now three. Dude, it's been 5 years of MRL, and so much has happened.
And we have many years to go and more memories to share with you.
We sure do. We sure do. Thanks so much for being part of 5 years, you guys. We'll do another one tomorrow. Remember the time the guy wanted her to come to Florida with her?
Oh, yeah, it was
him
creepy.
And his daughter.
But he wanted to do it for a charity, but he also wanted to be alone with her.
Very, very strange. That you will hear tomorrow morning at 7:20.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Hey, Roy, when is it okay to go through someone's phone?
Never.
Can I go through my wife's phone?
I don't know. I feel like that's a weird... I mean, you can, but... Why? Why do you need to go through her phone?
It's a really interesting question with a lot of different answers, but we are going to talk to Lakin, who is an MRL show listener, who is having an issue. Someone went through her phone, and she can't figure out why he did it.
Okay. All right, well, let's get her on the phone, and we'll discuss. Coming up at 5, don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show, on demand.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Loren is not here today. She will be back on Monday. And in the meantime, it's Nicole, Roy, myself, and intern Jack holding it down. We got a DM, Roy, from Lakin. It was an interesting question about when it's appropriate for someone other than yourself to go through your phone.
Is it this email I got?
It is.
Okay. Let's bring Lakin in on the Main Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hello.
Good morning, Lakin.
Hey, I'm so glad to talk to you. I met Manny up at Beach Mountain a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Now, do you want me to read what she said and then we can ask her, or do you just want to ask her to explain what's happening?
Did you need to catch up on that, Roy? Go ahead. You can read a little bit so you get up to speed.
Okay. I was thinking maybe the listener should.
Okay.
We could do it that way. I've been going to school with this guy that has had hard feelings for me, and I told him I didn't want anything and don't feel the same way. I just wanted to be friends. Well, last week when I walked away from my phone, he went through it to see if I was talking to anyone else. When I came back, he confronted me about it. I told him we weren't dating, and he had no right to do that. He said I was acting shady, and he needed to. So you're not even dating this guy. He went through your phone.
Yeah, we haven't been dating. We've been hanging out for a friend for about 2 or 3 weeks, and then he proceeded to do that last week.
And your whole thing is, when is it okay for someone to go through your phone?
Yeah, even though we weren't dating.
If you were dating, would you be okay with him going through your phone?
Not necessarily. I feel like that's something maybe that would be more addressed for like a married couple.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, even then, the Sterling doesn't go through my phone.
That you know of.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear you guys' thoughts on that for sure.
I know exactly what's going on here. Okay, he's told you that he doesn't want to date you, right? You had that conversation, you've defined your friendship, and it's not going to be a relationship. Is that right?
I told him that I didn't want that, yeah.
You told him you didn't want that. Okay. Yeah. This dude's got a major crush on you.
Yeah.
Okay. And what he's trying to do is win your heart.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And he wants to see what his competition is. Because she said that she's not interested, but he hasn't given up. That only drove him a step further to try and win her heart, Roy.
I disagree with you.
You do?
I do.
What do you say?
I think this sounds like an episode from You, the new Netflix series. I think this guy is red flag, red flag, red to the flag. Okay? He's way controlling.
They're not even dating. He can't be controlling.
He feels entitled to you already, and he feels like he should be able to go through your phone. Because you confronted him about it, and he said that you were acting shady, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's messed up.
He was flirting, Lakin.
That's flirt?
Trying to move this along. Is there any way at all that you would become interested in him?
No, and after I confronted him and told him that wasn't okay, he blocked me on everything and won't speak to me anymore.
And you guys are adults. Let's make this clear. Like, I didn't meet Lakin at a high school dance. Like, she came to Beach Mountain to a 21 and over party, by the way. This is adult activity.
And it does sound very childish what he's doing.
How do you know him, Lakin?
We're actually in the same program of study.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And you caught it, and you don't have a lock on your phone?
Oh, I did. And I guess he must have overlooked over my shoulder a couple times and figured it out.
Oh, that's even creepier. And you think he's just trying to be cute and flirty.
I did at first, and now I'm starting to rethink here.
Lakin's going to go get coffee this morning, and he's going to be sitting there reading the paper, doing something weird like that.
That's how I feel, because sometimes he would wait outside my classes for me to come out, and I was like, we're not even dating.
Those guys.
I don't know. Like, what's the... But see, like, if he's into her... And she says that she's not into him. There is a way to win someone over. I mean, I've been the guy in this situation where I'm like, less creepy, of course. But I'm like, okay, Lakin, I'm going to try and win you over. You know, will you at least give me a dinner? Would you say yes to that if he asked you that?
No.
No, okay. All right. And yeah, then you got to call the cops on the guy. I mean, that's where we're at.
See, I never try to win anyone over. I'm very, if it's a no, it's a solid no. I back off.
I mean, Lakin, your question was, when is it appropriate for someone to go through someone else's phone? And I think that's a great question. But this guy's not even, like, you're almost, like, not even friends with him.
Nope.
Yeah, apparently, it's, you know what it sounds like? Some stranger's really going through your phone. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Yep. So it's not okay.
Which is not okay.
Yeah, tell him it's not okay, and then if he does it again, tell him you're going to take take action.
Oh.
And by taking action, I mean get mace.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Lakin. But Lakin, yeah. Go ahead.
Was Lakin this nervous when you met her in person? Or she,
I don't remember.
Really quiet?
And there was a lot of cocktails involved, and we took a great picture.
Okay.
It was fun. That 80s weekend, you missed it, man. It was fun up there at Peach Mountain. But Lakin does bring up a good question, and we should discuss this. Forget her specific issue. When is it ever okay to go through someone's phone?
I do think that if you are in a serious relationship or a marriage, and something comes up that requires you to go through the phone, then I think it's okay, but I do think that's a major issue in itself.
What was the reason you went through someone's phone? 704-570-9595. You know what, Roy? What if it's not even in a relationship? Like, what if it's a coworker? You thought maybe a coworker was kind of being conniving behind your back, talking bad about you to your boss, and it wasn't true, and you wanted to go track text messages.
Well, not to think of it, I've gone through your phone quite a bit.
I put the lock on it now,
not
sucker.
Not now, but before, you left that thing wide open. 704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. Did you catch someone going through your phone? What was the reason you went through someone's phone? Give us a phone call.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
I don't know why it happens at the beginning of that song, but I like this beat.
Okay. Yeah, it freaked me out. Okay, so we want to know, is it okay to go through someone's phone? Do you ever have to go through someone's phone?
I forget where Loren sits on this. You know, Loren's not here this week, but I forget where she sits on this.
I have a good idea. Knowing my Loren, she's big fan of going through people's phones. Big fan.
Okay.
Big fan of being Investigation Loren.
Well, let's see. We got a text message from a lot of people, Roy, saying that there's no need to go through the phone. And 704 said, I know my wife goes through my phone. I really don't mind. I have nothing to hide.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if my boyfriend went through my phone. Although at the very end of it, I'm going to be like, why did you feel that you needed to do that?
Yes.
What am I doing that's making you so insecure?
That's true. There's something to that. 704 sends a good text message. Obviously, as a parent, you have the right to go through your kids' phones.
Of course.
Totally agree about that.
And
yes.
Track them.
Yeah.
Let's talk with Lauren in Charlotte. You are on with the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Did you ever go through someone's phone?
I did. I went through my fiance's phone, and the night before we had gone out with some friends, and we were drinking and having a good time, and I woke up in the morning, and I was just like, I feel like I need to go through his phone.
Really?
And I went through, yeah, I just had a gut feeling about it. I was like, there's something off. And I went through his phone, and sure enough, he was messaging a girl, and yeah, so I just found out based on a gut feeling.
So your phone kind of broke up. He was going through, you went through his phone and you found out that he was talking to a girl. How long was he talking to this girl for?
For about 2 weeks.
And what happened to the engagement? Did you call it off?
No, we ended up working it out. We got married.
Good. Okay. So do you still now occasionally check in to see what he's doing on the phones?
Not really. I don't really feel the need to. I kind of just go off of my intuition, and I'm like, if there's something that feels off, I'll ask him now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really feel the need to do it anymore.
Yeah.
All right, Lauren. Thanks for the call.
All right. This is Blake in Charlotte.
Good morning.
Blake, when is it appropriate to go through someone's phone?
I don't really think there is until just literally yesterday I felt the need to. The night before I was holding his phone and he was acting really strange and kind of snatched it out of my hand. So yesterday morning there was an unknown phone call and I answered the phone. It was a female and they hung up when they found that it wasn't him. So his phone stayed unlocked, went through his basic messenger and he was messaging three different women.
What were the things he was saying to them? Can you even say it on the radio?
Well, two of the women, there was Spanish, so I have no idea. But the one was his sister's, his ex-wife's sister, and he was inviting to fly her to Florida where he worked and telling her he loved her.
Oh, wow.
And how long have you been with him?
2.5 years, and we have a kid together.
And this just happened yesterday.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you, with your, in your mind right now? Like, what are you thinking?
Obviously, like, it's hard for me to trust him. He works out of town 5 days a week, and we see him twice a month. I don't really know what to think. He swears it's not like that, but of course, in my mind, I think it's way more than what he's saying.
Well, he said he loves someone.
Right, and he said, yeah. no, I swear, like, we have history of 10 years. Like, to me, that doesn't matter.
You ever hear of War of the Roses, Blake?
Yeah.
A lot of guys.
I listen to you guys every morning.
And we appreciate that. And I hate to hear this. And I hate to, you know, compare it to a War of the Roses. But what you just said, he said, sounds like every single guy we bust on War of the Roses. It's not like that. You got it all wrong.
Blake, would you be open to us doing a War of the Roses for you?
Yeah.
Because I'd be very interested to see who he sent the flowers to.
You know?
Yeah. All right.
All right. We'll put you back on hold. We can get your info if you want to do it for sure. But, I mean, Blake, if he sends the flowers to you on War of the Roses, I mean, what are we going to do? It only confuses her more.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Well,
here, we'll put her on hold. Put her on the list.
We'll vet it. You're right. There's more that we have to discuss to vet. But
and we're not recording any this week because Loren's not here.
So give us a couple weeks.
We're running about a month behind on War.
Can you put your relationship on pause?
Oh, poor Blake. Now, Jennifer says she thinks it's appropriate. She's in Matthews, but she says only when you what, Jennifer?
Oh, gosh.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Oh,
it sounds like she's like in... You know those tanning beds? That's what it sounds like.
I know. We hear a big like electric sound from the phone. But barely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we have a bad connection.
All right, call us back.
Okay.
I didn't mean to shout at you like that, by the way. I said, call us back. That's what I heard.
All right, let's talk with Colleen in Concord. Hey, Colleen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it ever okay to go through someone else's phone?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Ever happened to you?
Well, yeah. What happened to me, well, this situation, I don't think it was okay. But this, I had a friend, well, she's still my friend. We've been friends for 15 years. My phone was broke, and I signed into Messenger on her phone, and I forgot to sign out, and she went through my message. But this, it was like she was digging, because it was like messages months prior to someone, and she saw where I didn't say something very nice about her. And she confronted me about it.
Okay.
So but, it was a friend that this happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you so much for calling in. You know, I do, whenever someone sends me really inappropriate messages, flirty or of the love kind to me, I think it's so funny, and I immediately show it to Sterling. I'm like, look at this.
You just put it out there.
And like, we scroll through them. I'm like, look how many messages the person's sending me.
All right, real quick, Jennifer Matthews is back. Much better, Jennifer. Hi.
Yes, hello. How are y'all?
We're good, and I think you're a good last call to wrap this up. Like, when should someone be able to look through someone's phone? Like, when do you think you have the right to do that?
Like when you suspect cheating or something that's not right, or, you know, if your significant other is acting different, or, you know, I think that gives you every right to sit there and go through the phone if you're not getting the answer straightforward, especially too. That's just my input.
I think it's good input. And the reason why we jumped to you on the phone is because the question I have is that before or after you confront them and ask them about your feelings?
Well, personally, I've been in this situation and I suspected, so I kind of did my research, like I went through the phone before and found the person I was suspecting and found that he had her number. So that's when I confronted it, and it was just excuses like, oh, we work together. Yeah. I have to have her number and blah, blah, blah. Well, it was not for that reason.
Back to the War of the Roses thing, Roy. I mean, every guy or every girl that's cheating gives the same excuse. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right. There we have it. Good conversation, you guys. We're going to move on. After 9, we're going to tell you about this. The coronavirus is on everybody's mind.
Of course.
Wait to hear what one husband did to his wife when he suspected that she had the virus.
I saw this, and it's unbelievable. I hope the police even get involved for this one. We'll talk about it in 5 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
This is such a nutty story. I can't believe it. And it's racist on top of that. You gotta hear this. Everyone's freaking out of the coronavirus. This guy took it to the most extreme level. His wife met a Chinese person who happened to travel to Italy. When he found out, he wanted to save himself from coronavirus. So he forced her into quarantine in their apartment, only after consulting on the phone with doctors on how to keep coronavirus at bay. So locked her in. His wife did manage to call the police from the bathroom and asked for help. And she was tested for the virus and found to be clear. Then, you know, after, I don't know, I don't want to say it's kidnapping, but locking someone in, I guess that is kidnapping. After locking the wife in, she's not even pressing charges.
Well, Roy, you know, it's not like he didn't have a reason.
What?
His wife had met a Chinese woman who had then traveled to Italy, the top two countries where the coronavirus is like through the roof.
What?
I mean, you would be a little concerned,
no,
wouldn't you?
No.
Roy, if I told you
that
Loren's flight got routed to Italy, they stopped in China, and she's coming into work on Monday, you'd be like, okay.
Well, you don't know, one, if they were in the area of Wuhan or
don't
wherever.
Know.
Yeah, so you're
don't
just
know.
Then just judging someone just,
totally.
Just because they're Chinese, so that's racist.
No, it's not racist. I'm saying the country of China is an alert country. So is Italy.
Buddy, that's that. You are extremes there.
I'm not
so extreme. And then you're going to lock your wife up in the bathroom?
I would drive her right to the doctor. I wouldn't even let her come home.
Okay, now that's a little different. If you interacted with someone who you think might have had the coronavirus, then okay. I can maybe understand going to the doctor and saying, hey. But then locking her into the bathroom?
Where was this? He's not American, right?
Oh, no, this is not an American store. It's Lithuanian.
Oh, yeah, Lithuanian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, first of all, if you went to China and if you met a Chinese woman and sat next to her on the plane and your plane came from Italy, okay, I'm pretty sure just the fact that your plane's coming from Italy, the United States is going to do their screening when your plane arrives.
They currently do have screening in place, but just because it's the Chinese woman, that's racist.
That is true.
Yeah.
A Chinese woman is totally true.
Right.
If your plane went from Italy to China and then flew here, I can't say China without sounding like Trump, by the way. China.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the because China's so big, so I don't know.
But I think every single plane that comes.
Well, no, but I don't think so.
No?
Because it's like in Italy, it's only if it's from Milan.
Okay.
And then so I think it's only specific areas.
Okay. Well, good. Then the coronavirus isn't even nearly as crazy as everybody's making it sound then.
Like this guy, yeah. He should be in jail for doing this. In jail. Locking his wife up in the bathroom.
So far, there was only one confirmed case of the coronavirus in Lithuania. In Italy, though, 79 deaths have been reported and more than 2,500 people have been infected. Yes, of course, you don't do that. But if you think you have any of the symptoms, you're supposed to go to the doctor.
Get this. I'm now getting freaked out over the flu because the CDC, I guess they were hoping to calm people down over the coronavirus. I guess that was their thing. They're like, well, this many people this year have died from the flu. And it was an awful number.
What?
I was like, excuse me? Yeah. It's March. Like, how does this many people have died in America from the flu?
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. And a lot of people who get the coronavirus get flu-like symptoms and are healthy again in like 3 days.
Right.
You know? So anyway, yeah, that was a crazy story. Also, if you want to read a story, if you own an iPhone and your iPhone has slowed after you got updates, go check out this blog I just put up at kiss951.com. Apple might owe you money.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, my boyfriend Sterling, his phone is slow and his battery gone. Like, it does not last at all.
Tim Apple might be paying him some cash.
I think they're rigging his system because he's got an outdated piece of crap.
Apple totally forces you to buy a new phone. Anyway, that blog is up at kiss951.com. Go see if you can get money.